Hello, friends, and welcome to the Voices of MCC podcast. Our hope is that you will be encouraged in your faith as you hear how MCC beliefs and practices are fleshed out in the daily lives of the members of our fellowship. It is a pleasure to have Kara Volkman, Julia Anderson, and my wife, Julie Chipman, on the podcast today to think about ladies' ministries at MCC. One of my goals, as I have shared recently for 2022, is to encourage the women's ministry of our church with a view to strengthening everyone's view of biblical manhood and womanhood, the idea of complementarity that God created male and female, both in his image, but with distinct roles, and those roles play out in society and in the church and at MCC. And I am excited to have these ladies with us. I want to begin just by way of brief introduction here with Kara Volkman. Kara, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
And you are familiar with the podcast because your husband, Alex, a deacon of technology at MCC, produces these, and once we are done recording, they go to him, and he makes sure that they are quality enough for other people to listen to, so you get an insider view on many of these Voices of MCC podcasts. It's great to have you on here again.
Thank you. It's good to be back here with you.
Catch folks up on your connection to MCC. Some folks may not know you. Many do, but may not. So just catch us up briefly on your connection to MCC.
Sure. So like you said, my husband, Alex, is a deacon over the technology ministry, and we began attending Masters when we were dating, became members, and then got married shortly after. And that was about 10 years ago. And we've attended since then, and with our four children, and are very thankful to be here.
And it is great to have you, and your impact on our church casts a long shadow. And I think that shadow is growing every season, every year. So it's great to have you on here again. Julia Anderson, wife of Pastor Adam Anderson. Julia, great to have you on again.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Catch folks up just on your connection to MCC. Obviously, it's a longer one, but some folks may not know that story. So just give us a snapshot or two of that.
Adam and I are kind of founding members of MCC, been here for the long haul. When we first came, pretty quickly, Adam took over leading worship, music, and I participated also in the chorale at that time and still do off and on. And then Adam, a few years later, went through his internship to become an elder of the church, and now is obviously one of the pastor elders of the church. And I've just been serving alongside with him and with these wonderful ladies here at Masters Community.
And Julie, my wife, Jules, catch folks up on our connection to MCC.
Yes. February of 2000, I believe, is when we first started attending Masters as just church members. We came to Kansas City for you to attend Midwestern Seminary. And we, over the course of time, like Adam, you did an internship, became an elder, and then became the teaching pastor all within a course of about a year. And we're still here, happily, thankfully.
No looking back. That's sort of the motto.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Well, ladies, great to have you on again here thinking about women's ministries. And I've introduced already the idea of complementarity. In 2008, so this is going back a bit, Mark Dever, pastor at Capitol Hill Baptist Church, wrote in an article for the Journal of Biblical Manhood and Womanhood, and he said that complementarity is a watershed doctrine by which one can see if an individual or organization accommodates scripture to culture or culture to scripture. And we want to accommodate culture to scripture in our church and the broader culture as well. And to do that, we think about ministries of all kinds and men's and women's ministries and the importance of these. And our ladies' ministry is a robust feature of our church. Ladies' Bible study, scripture memory, prayer ministries, and fellowship, so important, as well as serving and education and in so many different ways. And I want to highlight some of those with these ladies here. Kara, I want to begin with you. And thinking about scripture memory, the scripture memory ministry that you help to lead for the ladies of MCC, just give us a few notes about that and its history, its beginning, and then what's going on this year, particularly with the scripture memory ministry for ladies.
Sure. So I think it's been a couple years now, I should have checked, that it started just a friend and I seeking accountability in the discipline of scripture memory, started memorizing longer passages of scripture together. And then from there, we invited the other women in the church to see who would want to join us in that. So just off and on, we just follow a pattern of picking a longer passage of scripture and dividing it into a verse or two or three each week, and reciting it to a partner on Sunday, and just building on that till we have the whole passage. And it's been neat. Some women will come and do it for a little bit and then take a break. But just this discipline of committing the word to memory has been a blessing, and doing it in community and the accountability has been helpful as well.
It's so fun to see that taking place over the years and the strength it provides. I am an advocate of scripture memory. I try to do it a good bit myself, and just meditating on the word, letting the word inform our thoughts, our emotions, our reactions. And that is just so helpful. And this year, you are working on a particular passage in conjunction with the ladies' Bible study. So catch us up on that, Kara.
Yeah. So this year it's been really neat. The women have done a Bible study just through 1st and 2nd Peter, and different women taking turns teaching that, which has been really, really neat. And so we decided to have our passages that we were memorizing correspond to that. So we did a passage from 1st Peter while we were in that, and we just recently started a passage from 2 Peter 1. And so it's just been neat to have, as we're studying for the Bible study, also have that layer of the verses that we're memorizing. And I think it's been helpful in making connections and just really getting the word into our lives deeply.
I like the statement there of making connections with scripture and memorizing it with the ladies' Bible study as well. That's a monthly gathering, and that monthly gathering is a great encouragement for ladies of our church across generations. So there are teenage girls with ladies in their 50s and 60s, and that is so helpful. Just recently, in the foyer of our church, or the fellowship hall, I don't recall, on a Sunday morning, I got to see you, Kara, doing some scripture memory accountability with one of the teenage girls of our church. And I thought, that is exactly what this is all about. And I am so thankful for your work in that. Julia Anderson, let's touch base here on Ladies Prayer Ministry. Tell us about, this is a ministry that you began a few years ago. Tell us about the inception and the idea of this ministry and where it is today and what you're enjoying of it.
A couple of years ago, I just started thinking about, you know, for my own prayer life, I've tried to make it a habit of praying for the families of our church, praying for our children. Sometimes I felt like it was kind of hit or miss a lot of times. Like I didn't have a lot of structure to it sometimes, or I would do well for a while and then I would kind of not do as well. So just knowing that I had a few women in the church that I knew that we had a lot of commonality with our children, and I knew that we prayed for each other's children a lot. I wanted to incorporate that to all the moms and children in our church. And when I say children, I don't mean just little children. My children, two of them are adults now, and we still pray for them. And your children, most of your children are adults also. So it's not just little kids. This is all of our families, and because moms never cease to be moms, or parents don't cease to be parents. We still love our children and want to see them follow the Lord. And so my thought was just to reach out to all the moms. I'd heard, you know, other moms and different ones mention, you know, just constantly when we would have Bible studies, even just thinking about our Bible studies in our small groups that we would do, just that was always a request, was praying for our children. And so I just thought, what a better way to do that than to make it a regular habit to put out emails to all the moms in our church to get specific prayer requests for their children, or even just to have the names of the children listed so that we can pray through each day several families for those children, whether specific prayer requests or just whatever the Lord may lay on our hearts for that family. To me, it was just a way to love people, to love our church members more, to love our families more. It's helped me to grow in my love for each of one of the families. And that was my hope with it, was to do that.
I'm just so thankful for this ministry and you contacting the ladies of our church and those who are parents and getting their children's names and specific prayer requests if they would like to pass those along, and then you sending that out in a systematic way and including some of our missions partners and our alumni in this to participate is a joy, and I'm so thankful for it. Our listeners are seeing a theme here, that ladies ministry is something that is strengthened as ladies come together in it. So no woman is alone as a disciple. They are memorizing scripture together, and there's accountability and encouragement in that. They're praying for their friends' children and sisters in Christ and their children. And it is the sense that though our children are our own children, we have an opportunity and a healthy sense of responsibility to help one another with our children. And that begins by praying for those kids and interceding and partnering together and the strength that we have in that. This is what the church is the household of God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. And this is an important part of our ministry, the word and prayer and doing that together, ladies. And ladies come together as a fellowship every month in their ladies' Bible study and annually, at least once a year, in a ladies' conference. And Jules, I'm going to have you unpack that a little bit. Ladies' conference coming up in March. Tell us a bit about the theme this year and what the ladies hope to accomplish.
Yes, I always look forward to our ladies' conference in the spring, and it's a great time for all the ladies who are able to come together and just have some uninterrupted time of fellowship and worship together. And that's exactly what we want to do this year, and that leads us to our theme, fellowshipping with hope. There's been a lot of, it's been just a hard couple of years with, you know, COVID and all that's gone on with that, and just recent grief in our own church. And so we are so excited to come together and fellowship because of the hope of Christ and the resurrection. So we'll be thinking about the early church and just the inception of the church and the fellowship, and then our own church. And we're going to hear from several ladies, just short testimonies of different aspects of fellowship. And we're going to end our time, I'm really excited about, to hear from our alumni wives. I think all of them are able to join a Zoom call to get to hear how they're doing, get some updates on their lives, and also just to hear about fellowship in their churches now, where they are serving now. And we will actually have one of our alumni wives in person. So we're really excited about that.
Yes, Sarah McElroy will be with us physically for that event. And I think ladies are going to be so encouraged to hear what the Lord is doing in the churches where our alumni are serving. And I think it's going to be a stimulating event for the future of MCC, as well as those churches and ladies ministries. These are so important for us. And I know our own daughters have been affected by these ladies conferences over the years. Just listening to you ladies, the tone of voice is encouraging to me. I don't sense any sort of disappointment or sense of loss or failure in your ministries at MCC. It sounds like there's a theme of encouragement and joy. And that's important to note, because as we carry out our roles as men and women, God gives joy in this. And the ladies' ministries of every church and MCC are so valuable, and you're being blessed by it. And that's an encouragement to me, the way that you all support your husbands and care for your children and love them casts a shadow for other ladies at MCC. And that's our goal, is that women fulfill their obligations in their homes and outside unto the Lord, and distinctly in your gender, serving him, just as men distinctly in our gender, and doing that together, and what the Lord does to strengthen us in that. Well, ladies, I am excited for what is ahead in our ministries and the upcoming ladies conference. Jules, the theme here, fellowship with hope, and we have some alumni that will be participating. We'll be hearing from different members. Any other notes you want to pass along there as far as getting ready for the ladies conference?
You know, we're really hoping to have some time to have just quality connection to fellowship and the true sense of fellowship, to be able to share with one another, to be able to pray together, to pray for one another, and to enjoy some food together, you know, just enjoyment of each other. And like I said, uninterrupted time. And so I look forward to being with the people I look forward to being with, you know. I believe firmly that the ladies of our church, that's my community, and I'm excited to just share that time with them.
Well, going to be rich, and I'm excited for it and the benefits that come. There are a few Sundays every year that are remarkable for me as a preacher. I don't preach every Sunday. There are a number of other elders who preach, and we have interns who preach, but I've preached many Sundays in the 20 plus years. But on the calendar, the Sunday after the ladies' conference is a special, if I get to preach that one, I'm excited, because there's a sense of energy in the room, because these ladies have been in the Word together, and there's a sense of reciprocity with hearing the Bible. The more you hear it, the more you want to. It's not the case that you eat and you're done. You want to keep eating and keep feeding on it. And I sense that. On the other hand, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, I must say, is one where I think folks have just eaten so much and sitting around watch football so much, it's a little dull the Sunday after Christmas, the same. But the Sunday after, so I'm going to let interns preach those. I'm going to let other elders, but the Sunday after the ladies' conference, I want that one. Well, ladies, thank you for your time here. This is an encouragement to me, and I know it will be to our listeners. I do want to thank Alex Volkman again for his work in producing these, and Pastor Adam and Caleb Sheffield for their work with music. Friends and ladies, especially looking forward to your participation in ladies' ministries coming up, especially these we've mentioned here and the conference, and trust the Lord will bless you in it. All of us here, may the Lord bless and keep us until we're together again next time. Kara, Julia, and Jules, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.